you guys in 24 hours plus some, because you guys know I don't know maths. I'm going to be 24. I mean, I usually don't like my birthday because of the drama that comes with it, but I can't wait to be in that position where I have a partner that just plans like the day out for me, like just plan things for me to do, and that's it. Like, I don't want to plan to do anything by myself. Now I'm going through so much anxiety trying to decide if I want to get kicked for myself or not. Oh, anyways, hi. Sorry. I'm lying on the floor in the office. I'm trying to sleep before it's resumption time. However, I'm not very sleepy today, so I decided to do this. Hi guys, you're welcome to another episode of my podcast. I know it's been forever, and that's because I work a 9 to 5. Actually, I work a 9 to 6, so yeah, I don't have time as much to do fun things anymore. Anyways, like I said, welcome. This weekend I have a wedding, so if you follow me on Instagram, you're about to see me in my Yoruba shawarma element. I promise you, I am going to be looking like a Yoruba shawarma, because I want to look snatch. I'm even going to do that sound on TikTok. I'm going to do that TikTok. Can you make it more snatch? My tailor, she snatched the hell out of my clothes. I can't even breathe in the clothes. I have to be careful of what I hit that day, because my clothes will bust if I didn't careful. She snatched the clothes. Not the waist, so she snatched the clothes. You will see all my oh my goodness. Anyway, sweet girl approaching, take cover, okay? Now, to matters arising, of late I've been feeling very, I want to be in a relationship, like, however, it's exhausting being a heterosexual woman in Lagos and yeah, in Nigeria, because I can't lie, it's exhausting. But you guys, I'm just going to be doing like a Life Lately podcast, a big episode. It's just Life Lately. First of all, yeah, I've talked about I think I'm looking for a boyfriend, but I'm not sure. I mean, I've started seeing some people and I'm like, oh, you're fine, you could be interesting, but I never go through with it because, like, I don't want to be stressed. Like, I'm literally looking for someone that is just going to take care of me. I just need to be taken care of. I really just need to be taken care of. Like, you don't even have to do it every day. Just, hi, I'm outside your office. Oh, yes, please. Oh, outside my office, me. I brought lunch. Yes. I'm online. I'm very available. Hi, I'm outside your house. I brought, oh, yes, please. Yes. Hi, I planned something. Oh, yes. Hi, I got you. Yes. Hi, do you want to hang out this weekend? Yes, I want to. Hi, I'm just checking up on you today. I hope you're having a good day. Yes, I am. I wasn't before, but now you texted, so yes, I am. You guys, all these things used to freak me before, but now I'm so busy, I'm so tired most of the time, so I literally just need someone to be there, right? I'm tired of being there for people. I just want someone to be there for me now. Anyways, that's that. I haven't seen anything like that, and so yeah, I'm just going to be taking care of myself in the best capacity that I can, by buying myself things and, you know, just showing up for myself, buying, ordering things and acting surprised like, ah, you did that. I'm going to interrupt this thing to go and pee because my stomach is doing some kind of funny things. Anyways, side topic, I think the older you get as a babe, the more dangerous your reproductive system becomes. course, tell me why my period ended and I'm getting cramps, like badass cramps, like cramps that are making me bend over while standing. I am. Reproductive system is always out to kill you or out to make you have a baby. Ugh. Anyways, that's about that. You guys, I started. I'm sorry, I can't share yet, but I will. Anyways, yeah, I will share later on this year. Also, yeah, my birthday, usually I always feel some type of way turning a new age, but I'm absolutely here for this because I started doing grown woman things, so I need that age to I need my age to match the actions that I'm now doing, like the things I'm now doing. I need my age to match, so yeah, I'm not feeling some type of way about it. I just want the day to come and go, and then I can start identifying as a 24-year-old living in Nigeria. Anyways, as much as everybody's jackpotting and, you know, people are getting married to jackpot, all of that, I used to think that I wanted to, you know, leave Nigeria like 2023 or 2024, but now, maybe because I'm in a good, like my job is good and stuff, I don't really see the need. However, I'm trying to see if I can travel this year. I just want to go for a holiday, maybe take it like 2 weeks leave and go for a holiday. I mean, I can afford it, so why not? Why the fuck not? Anyways, I want to travel. I really want to travel this year. I've already marked it that once they pay salary this month, I'm going to get my passport. I'm going to pay for my passport. So that's one step towards traveling this year. Yeah, that's that on that. In terms of work, my work is going fine. I bless God. I have a very understanding boss and, you know, what. He's very nice. He's a very sweet person. And I'm really grateful that, you know, I was lucky enough to end up in this space of, you know, life and all of that. Then my workplace too is not very toxic, you know. I mind my business, I do my thing, I just go home. I'm usually very tired because work is very demanding, work hours very demanding too, but yeah. Yeah, it's not so bad. In fact, it's not bad at all. If you follow me on Snapchat, you know that we like to party in my office. We party for everything. We do parties for everything. Like, we had employee appreciation day celebration, and it was lit, you guys. It was lit. There was cake, there was small chops, there was asun, there was burger, there were burgers, pizza, fruits, drinks, alcohol. And just yesterday, it was like someone's birthday, like the owner of the firm's birthday, and we had, oh my god, we had wonderful lunch, you guys. When I got home yesterday, I didn't even have the decency to take my plate to the kitchen. I just sat down, I ate my life away, because I only eat once a day. But I ate my life away, you guys. When I say I hit the field, and the food, in our rain yesterday night. Oh my lord, in our rain, like that sleep hit, it slapped. That sleep yesterday, it slapped way. Maybe that's why I'm not like feeling sleepy right now, but I can't lie, it slapped. It's not yesterday, sleep slap. Anyways, yeah, and then in the evening we had alcohol and suya, and of course I can't resist. I mean, I wanted to resist, but I forgot that my stomach was kind of empty, so I had like a little bit of Baileys, and you guys, I was tipsy at the office. I just sat down in one place until it was time to go home, and then I started drinking malt and water just to dilute it and, you know, get it out of my system. Anyways, before I go home, I was fine. So it's really not a bad place. However, we work very hard, like we work hard but we play harder too, so yeah, that's that. What else? You guys, I know I talked about men before, but like, I know I've mentioned it. I'm in a space where I'm always very busy. So the last thing I need is a man trying to like stress me out about, why didn't you text? Why didn't you reply? I would just ignore you. Like, I don't have time. I literally do not have time for myself. I don't even do my face routine at night because of how tired I usually am. Right? I don't get to do my face routine. I can just bath. I just slam on the bed and I'm off till the next morning, and you are disturbing me about chatting, bruh. It's part of the reasons why I really don't want to like get into anything with anybody, because I feel like you won't understand. You cannot understand how tired and, you know, fucked out I usually get in the evenings. So if you start saying, why didn't you reply, bro, you just turn me the fuck off, you get. And I don't want a naga. I don't want anybody to even just enter my space and stress me. Let me just know that I'm a hustling young woman, and that's it. That's some period. If you notice, I tried to pretend like we didn't just have elections and all of that. Everything surrounding the elections are mentally exhausting. The tribal this, the religious that, the snatching of ballot boxes, everything is mentally exhausting. And last weekend I made it a point of importance or whatnot to not go on Twitter and Instagram as much. So I just spent the day sleeping and just doing other things rather than, you know, staying on Twitter. I started yawning. I'm going to sleep, you guys. Staying on Twitter to see what's going on. I don't know. I mean, I would leave Nigeria eventually, but for the meantime, I'm just going to exist like I'm not in Nigeria. I just hope that one day it doesn't happen to me, because that's the sad part. You could just be minding your business and Nigeria would happen to you. So yeah, I just hope that Nigeria never happens to me and my loved ones. Other than that, I don't even know. Again, I'm just mentally exhausted. I think that's part of the problems. And yesterday at work, people just kept on telling me, are you okay? You look tired. I'm like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm stressed. I want a few days off, but you know, I'm not gonna get that because I'm still new. So yeah, that's that about that. Anyways, guys, like I said, this is just life lately. I know like everything that's happened is very depressing and whatnot, but just hang in there, we'll be fine. Young people in Nigeria are particularly sad and, you know, depressed, because I think it's gradually dawning on us that we're citizens of a third world country, and it's not even third world alone, it's a poverty capital of the world. Like, bro, Nigeria is, that's my country, that's my heritage. Wow, it's like, it's embarrassing and it's sad at the same time, but you know, the older generation, they do not want to do better, they do not want to know better, and we're just stuck. As a people, we're stuck because some people don't want to let go of their toxic ass beliefs and whatnot. Anyways, we'll be fine. Really, we will be fine. You guys, I'm trying to get into my fine girl era, so I want to get like cranberry supplements and another gut supplement. For some reason, people say that I'm beginning to go into my woman body, so yeah, more of that please. Plus my clothes are not fitting again, you guys. I don't think I'm a size 6 anymore, so yeah, that's that. Anyways, I want to go and pee, then I would sleep. It's 7:34. And tomorrow is my birthday, so yeah. Anyways, guys, whenever you listen to this, just know that I'll be 24 already. Anyways, bye. Thank you so much for listening. Please do take care of yourself, take care of your mental health. I can't say I haven't been struggling lately, because like a week ago,
a week ago I had a mental breakdown at work. Like, I was crying, I couldn't talk and all of that, but after, by evening, I felt better, like much better. It was not like, why did I even have that? But I guess sometimes you just have to let go and, you know, cry what needs to be crude. Cry the crude so you can crew no more. Yeah, so cry your crude your cry. Anyways, yeah, just take care of your mental health and eat well, spend your money, spend your salary. Next of kin is to move crazy now, and you know, just make sure to take care of yourself, because nobody's going to do that for you. Some of you are lucky to have partners that do that for you, nice, but some of us aren't. So yeah, take care of yourself and be kind to yourself too. Anyways, I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye guys. Mwah.